From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah lawmakers have more than $900 million extra dollars to spend this year, according to new estimates released by state leaders today. KUER's Sonia Hudson explains why that's not entirely good news.
Legislative leaders say the large surplus is a sign of a strong economy, but the problem is, they say, more than $800 million of it comes from income taxes and has to go towards education and not the general fund. According to House Speaker Brad Wilson, after funding basic services in the state, the general fund is $50 million in the red. Wilson says that means many bills will struggle to get funding.
Us taking a year like this and spending less is not necessarily a bad thing. We can take a year and try to regroup.
Lawmakers are discussing an income tax cut in light of the large education fund surplus, which is a bad idea, says Utah Education Association President Heidi Matthews.
The growing economy in Utah provides an ideal opportunity to make long-needed investments in the promise of a quality education for every student.
Lawmakers have until mid-March to pass a final budget bill. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Utah Senate President Stuart Adams and House Speaker Brad Wilson sent a formal citation to President Trump today, thanking him for his leadership. Adams says the Trump administration's policies, like cutting taxes and regulations, have not only boosted the national economy, but enhanced Utah's success, too.
He's done a lot of things for Utah. We'd talk about it for a while, but I think he's a great president.
Adams also praised Trump's controversial reduction of the Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments, which he says gave Utah more control over its public lands. The two-page letter was written on behalf of the state legislature, but the House Democratic Caucus said it was not discussed or voted on. Republican gubernatorial candidate Thomas Wright says he's submitted enough signatures to the state election office to qualify for the primary ballot in June. Wright, a luxury real estate executive and former Utah Republican Party chair, says his campaign turned in over 30,000 signatures. The office needs to verify at least 28,000 of those signatures for Wright to make it on the ballot. Of the six Republicans running for governor, one other candidate has submitted signatures. Spencer Cox's campaign turned in signatures last Monday, and the elections office has verified nearly 19,000 so far. People receiving abortions in Utah would have to undergo an ultrasound beforehand under a state bill sponsored by Republican Representative Steve Christensen, introduced this morning. The doctor or technician performing the ultrasound would have to describe in real time the ultrasound images, including the presence of visible body parts and organs, as well as the location of the fetus in the uterus. The doctor would also have to make the heartbeat audible, although the patient could avert their eyes or ask that the volume of the heartbeat be turned down or off. A warming climate is already causing river flows in the Southwest's largest watershed to decline. As Luke Runyon from KUNC in Greeley, Colorado reports, that's the finding of a new study from federal scientists.
Those scientists with the U.S. Geological Survey found that continued warming of even a degree or two will likely result in severe water shortages in the Colorado River Basin. Warmer temperatures diminish snowpack, lessening the amount of water and accelerating evaporation.
There's not a lot of slack in the system.
Hydrologist Chris Milley authored the study.
In the long term, communities, states will be making adjustments to how they allocate water.
The future is more mixed on whether climate change will cause more or less precipitation in the basin. But Milley says it would take a significant increase to offset the declines caused by warming. I'm Luke Runyon.
The Bureau of Land Management has delayed its public comment period for an upcoming oil and gas lease sale of land near the Slick Rock Bike Trail in Moab. The comment period for the controversial sale was set to open today, but will instead open next week, according to the BLM. The agency has come under fire for including parts of the Sand Flats Recreation Area, where the Slick Rock Trail runs, in the lease sale that will open this summer. On Tuesday, Governor Gary Herbert came out in opposition to drilling inside of Sand Flats. The BLM says it was still considering which areas will be included in the lease sale. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.